This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The anticipated U.S. Senate acquittal of President Donald Trump on two impeachment charges will have to wait until next week, after his State of the Union address, when he will technically still be on trial. The vote is set for Wednesday afternoon. This after solid Republican support in the fight against allowing new witnesses and documents into trial evidence, causing loud Democratic Party outrage. We get the story from the AP's Mike Rossia.
The U.S. Senate has voted against summoning witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the tally of the late afternoon vote Friday.
The yeas are 49. The nays are 51.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah broke ranks with the GOP and voted with Democrats for witnesses. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to react.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome.
The House of Representatives brought two articles of impeachment against Trump in December, charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Great Britain is officially out of the European Union, with its formal separation just before midnight Friday. There were celebrations by those who had long awaited Brexit after the 2016 referendum that approved it, and protests from opponents who are predicting a rough road ahead for London. Still to be worked out is the economic relationship between the UK and the European bloc and how they will conduct trade. Both sides agree the Brexit agenda is enormous. Talks between the Afghan Taliban and the United States on a peace deal have once again ground to a halt, this time because of insurgent violence. The latest standoff comes amid a sharp spike in attacks on U.S.-backed Afghan government forces over the past week. Insurgent spokesman Suhail Shaheen tells VOA the Americans are to blame for the latest snag in the talks by making one-sided demands. No official U.S. reaction to that charge so far. More news at VOAnews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app.